What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Laws are reviewed from time to time due to developments in corresponding sectors. The Road Traffic Act is one such legislation that is to be amended to make it more current. Stay with us to find out the latest development with this legislation on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The Road Traffic Act of 1938 is to be repealed and replaced to make way for an updated piece of legislation. The new bill is currently under review in the Houses of Parliament and includes new information, amended provisions, as well as increased fines for traffic offences. It will take into account traffic management, the increase in the number of vehicles, the progress in vehicle performance, changes in technology, and improvements in the road networks. It also includes restrictions on using handheld devices, such as cellular phones while driving, as well as requirements to obey silence zones and traffic signals. The new act will also make it mandatory for drivers to be in possession of their license while operating a vehicle.
This will ensure that the police can identify drivers and confirm that they are allowed to operate the vehicles being driven. This will further facilitate police apprehension of wanted persons.
Prime Minister and Chairman of the National Road Safety Council, Andrew Holness. Maximum fines under the new bill include driving without required motor vehicle insurance coverage, $20,000, driving a motor vehicle without being the holder of a permit or driver's license, $40,000, failure to obey a traffic light, $24,000, loud noises within silence zones and failure to wear a protective helmet, $5,000, failure to comply with traffic signs, $10,000, and failure to stop at pedestrian crossings, $12,000. The modern or updated bill was recently passed in the Senate with 161 amendments, in addition to the 131 modifications which were made when the House of Representatives passed it in February. Among the main changes made in the Senate were to increase the proposed $10,000 fine for not having a certificate of fitness to $15,000. The fine awardable by the court is $30,000 or, in default, 10 days imprisonment. The government has also agreed to reduce the fine for drivers who fail to produce their driver's license when stopped by the police from $10,000 to $2,000, but there will be no grace period to produce the license. The regulations will address additional measures in keeping with international best practices for road safety.
Abiding by international tire tread depth standards, which will reduce risks of skidding, especially on wet roads, and ensure protocols and procedures are in place to minimize threats to health and the environment in the event of crashes.
Prime Minister and Chairman of the National Road Safety Council, Andrew Holness. Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Camilla Johnson-Smith, says the bill aims to enhance safety on the nation's roads. She says the bill is about ensuring the protection of road users, whether they be pedestrians, drivers, passengers, pillion passengers, or motorcyclists, as all road users are affected.
We can only begin to stem the indiscipline, the recklessness, the carelessness, the lack of respect for others demonstrated on our roads with stronger traffic laws, with proper implementation and enforcement of our laws, and of course with the education of the public about those laws.
The bill will now go back to the House of Representatives, which will have to approve the amendments made in the Senate before it gets the Governor General's assent, after which it will be gazetted and passed into law. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.